Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode 2 of Back to Basics. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great panel here today. We've got Yair back again. We've got Chris. We've got our expert, Marcus. We also have Jermaine, special guest here today. And two more experts to the panel, Joey Styles and Roy.
Yo.
So today we're going to we have a good... Oh, yeah, and that's Diego that just sneezed, by the way. He's also here. But we're going to have a great show today. It is going to be great. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready for Worlds. Actually, next week at this time, we will be up in Louisville, Kentucky, with A-Team and D-Team 5139. They will be up there competing in Worlds. So we're going to wish them the best of luck. Right now, we are... stacking and putting up our kits, taking inventory. The kits are a really big part because with the kits, that allows us to really put the parts into one spot to take up the worlds if we need them. So, Marcus, really, you've been working on the kits a lot. Really, I mean, what do you think are the pros of really having this inventory and these parts in the right spot? I mean, I think that's really... I think that's really a big part, and that'll really help going up the worlds. I mean, really, what have you been seeing about the sorting and organizing of the kits?
So the sorting and organizing for the kits are organized in a way where it's easy to, like, get a first, you know, sort of dip your toe in the water of, say, the pool of Vex for the summer school students. And it's...
Where'd you go?
Pretty much just the most efficient, calmest way to do stuff.
And yeah, I mean, you hear it right there from Marcus. He really thinks that is the best way to really, you know, have the stuff. I mean, he's been doing a great job on there. Yair's been working too really hard. Chris, really the whole team. Yair, you're going up to Worlds. I mean, really, what are you most excited for when you go up there? I mean, really, this is your first time. What are you looking forward to doing?
Really looking forward to be a student ambassador for Vex Worlds. I'm also really looking forward just to hang out with my friends that I met along the way here. I guess it's really about it. The matches, I'm excited to see all that, how our team performs.
I mean, that's really what we are really looking forward to. I mean, this is the time when you have the best teams, the best robots. They will perform. We are very lucky to get to be up there again. Today has been a great day so far. Joey, who is new to the panel, Joey, what do you think about Worlds? You're a veteran. You've been up there. So this year you're going again? And he's going again, and he's looking forward to it. So, Joey, what are you looking forward to, Worlds, looking at these really first-year people part of the program? I mean, are you looking forward to their performance and to see what they're made of? So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to how they react to a bunch of new, diverse people. Say, you've met people in Egypt, Russia, you name it. They're probably there.
England.
Yep, England too. New Zealand, bunch of diversity. That's my favorite part of Worlds. Worlds, meeting new people.
I mean, you hear it there, really. That's the cool thing about Worlds is the relationships that are made there. So, also today, we had our coach, Mr. Prezi, had his hair dyed blue. He had his hair dyed blue color. And... he had his hair dyed blue because he bet that we could not or that he bet that if we win Worlds he would dye his hair. So that's what he ended up doing today. So far so good, really, in the process of going to Worlds. We're looking forward to see really how we do. States was really great. Chris, I'm gonna go back to Chris about really, you know, him being the North Carolina state champion and Vex IQ before. Chris, I mean, really, you know, let's say a lot of these kids, this is their first time and really this big of a competition, really being away from home. I mean, when you first went, I mean, what were the emotions? What are the emotions? And, you know, how excited were you really getting to go up there and get to perform at Worlds with all the teams from other countries?
Well, I was very excited to be able to go up there and perform with all the other people at Worlds. It's very eye-opening to what robotics really is, and the engineering there is just amazing. It's hard to explain. It's just something you have to see, but it's a very cool experience, and I would hope that everyone that's in VEX will one day be able to see it, because it is just mind-blowing.
I mean, yeah, I really think it's really hard to put into words. There's some things it's hard to put into words, and I think going to Worlds, seeing what they do there is really interesting, and it's really a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Yeah, I really have to think that, this year you've been very successful, you know, your first year on the team. Are you really excited? I think you have to be excited for the hands-on experience and, you know, getting to be up there. How do you think that the Bulldogs will end up doing up at Worlds?
Well, you know, from what I've been seeing, D-team and A-team have been doing pretty good work, really, making sure their robot has no flaws. Their driving has no flaws as well. I think they're going to do pretty well, honestly.
Our coach, Mr. Parisi, says a lot that you cannot do so well in the qualification matches, and then when it comes to the final and the tournament part, you can get picked in the right alliance, and you could end up going all the way. That's happened to a lot of teams. Here, he used an example, probably mentioned this on an earlier episode, where we were the top team one year. Mallard Creek, who didn't perform really well, we chose them, and they ended up being state champions with us. And I think that's what will happen at Worlds. It happens every year, a team where that really happens. We're going to go to Roy here. Roy has been he's been a great friend of mine and a great and he's been a great member of the VEX team for years. And, I mean, he's very talented. So, Roy, I mean, tell me, you know, at Worlds last year and this year, how do you think that we will perform? And, what are you looking forward to going and seeing again this year?
Well, one thing I'm looking forward to seeing is how everyone comes together, you know, how all the people from all the countries come and, you know, bring all the differences aside and, you know, work with other teams of different, you know, ethnicities and races and stuff. And I'm looking forward to see what all the other teams do with their robots now they operate as a team. I'm looking forward to see the new game that they're going to reveal at Worlds. I'm looking forward to see if they're going to do anything different with Worlds, if they're going to set up competition different, you know, make it more, I wouldn't say entertaining because it's always entertaining, but I would say, you know, different for the crowd, you know, that continues to go every year.
I think, Roy, that's something really we get excited for every year is the tournament, getting to perform up there, but also getting the new game to be revealed, the new game for next year. Really right when you come back from Worlds, there's that excitement of the new game. And right away, we start unboxing we start taking apart our old robot from the old game. We start working on a new robot the new robot for the new game, talking strategy. And really, right after Worlds, it's the end of the year, and then we pick right back up. We are really excited for the new year. We're excited that this summer we're going to have VEX Summer Camp here at J.M. Robinson. That will be the first week will be June 12th through the 15th. Second week will be June 18th through the 21st. It's really a great week great 2 weeks for kids who really are excited for the engineering and the engineering process and to build robots. It's really a great week. I've had the pleasure to announce the tournament days. We're here from really 7 in the morning till 3. It's going to be a lot of fun to get to do that. So get your kids involved in it. Look up on Facebook, JM Robinson, Twitter, JM Robinson 5139 Robotics, and then on Instagram, 5139 Robotics. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this is a shorter episode today, going to run about 11 minutes, but ladies and gentlemen, wish us luck. We will try to have an episode before next week, but the team will be going up to Worlds on Wednesday, Thursday of next week, sometime like that. So it might be a little hard, but if not, we might not have a panel next week. But I will definitely be here. I'm not getting to go to Worlds this year, but we will try to have an episode next week. If not, then we will get back to you the following week with our new building process. Ladies and gentlemen, from all the people here, Marcus, Yair, Joey, Tyrone, Roy, Jermaine, and Chris, and Bryson Foster, the marketing director, we thank you for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Back to Basics.